The Ghana Journalists Association has cautioned that the 2012 elections could become violent if the airwaves are not regulated to reduce tension. The association therefore supports the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation's campaign for decency on the airwaves, which was launched in Accra yesterday. Vice President of the GGA, Roland Afelmoni, said this when sponsors of the 16 GGA Awards presented their contributions. He said whatever reports media practitioners put out will have a direct effect on the 2012 elections. Yvonne Atilogo reports.
The GGA Vice President said as the country nears election year, disturbing signals are being picked up from the airwaves. All this reinforces the need for the highest infusion of ethical values to avoid the unexpected from happening in election 2012. To this end, Mr. Moni said the launch of campaign for decency by the GBC is perfect in timing and worthy to pursue. He called on Parliament to intensify efforts to pass the broadcasting bill into law before the elections.
The GGA lends its fullest support to the campaign by the GBC to sanitize the airwaves. We call on all media partners, all media owners, and indeed all media consumers to do their part to ensure that this campaign succeeds. Because this campaign has a direct bearing on the environment within which the elections will be fought. If other countries should serve as a lesson, Cote d'Ivoire and Rwanda, I believe Ghana should learn and learn fast not to go that line. At the root of the indecency on the airways is lack of a broadcasting law, and we see this opportunity to call for intensification of efforts to ensure that this law, which has been incubating for the past year, see the light of day. It holds very useful promise to find a cure to the disease of recklessness and indecency on the airways. The proposed broadcasting law has been so designed as to establish clear parameters within which the media will operate. What you need to do, what you don't need to do, they all set out in the proposed law, and I believe the time has come to give the fullest push to this law so that it comes readily before election 2012.
Meanwhile, institutions continue to make contributions towards the 16 GGA Awards. The three institutions who made presentations today are the Environmental Protection Agency, Ghana Commercial Bank, and the Ministry of Information. The EPA presented a check for 3,000 Ghana cedis towards the best environment reporting. Ghana Commercial Bank also donated 3,000 Ghana cedis. The Ministry of Information is also sponsoring the Rural Development Reporting Award. The winner of this award will benefit from a one-year study program in any university which covers this sector. The package covers tuition, textbooks, and a cash for personal upkeep.
Yvonne Atilogo filed that report.